Linda presents this unabridged recording of Wednesdays with Bob, written by Bob Hawke and Derek Riley, and read by Jim Daly. For Jones, Guard and Shawnee, and the Miracle of Second Heartbeats, DR. They say the beer destroys your brain. Bobby disproves that because he's still got his marbles. He should be a raving lunatic. Cole Cunningham, Hawke's friend of 45 years, March 2017. In the end, nobody has popularity that lasts forever. One of the great ironies of politics. John Howard, foe turned friend. January 2017. Chapter 1. The Old Man's Lament. July 2016. Bob Hawke is midway through a harangue on Machiavelli's assertion that it's better to be feared than loved. It's bullshit, he growls when he stands, theatrically hoicks his jeans upwards, eyeballs me and says, mate, I just got to have a leak. What strange interpersonal dynamics we have already. After only four interviews spread over four Wednesday afternoons, the country's greatest living politician feels compelled to let the interviewer know he needs to use the toilet instead of excusing himself and briefly disappearing. But this isn't any ordinary politician. This isn't any ordinary Australian. He always looked to Australians like the quintessential Aussie bloke and talked like the quintessential Aussie bloke, Hawke's loyal pal Kim Beazley had told me. How quintessentially Australian? When John F. Kennedy was shot dead in 1963, Hawke was campaigning in the Victorian electorate of Corio, his first attempt to win a seat in the federal parliament. His campaign manager came to him breathless. Kennedy is dead, he said. Hawke's face went white. Graham Kennedy is dead? Hawke was the man who blew away the fog of prime ministerial power, with a connection to the Australian people that was never severed over four elections. If Menzies was the suffocating conservative, Whitlam imperial, and Fraser shorn from the aristocratic grazing class to become a divisive brute, Hawke was the beer-inhaling rogue who also happened to be a Rhodes Scholar. The word messianic gets thrown around generously when talk turns to Bob Hawke, but the trajectory of little Bobby Hawke is literally biblical. When he was three, he was serving as Jesus' envoy to the invalids of Bordertown, South Australia, administering his father's sermons when the congregational minister was indisposed. His mother, Ellie, made her eight-year-old son sign a pledge that he would never drink and predicted Bobby's ascent to the prime ministership before he was born, when her Bible kept falling open to Isaiah 9:6. The passage reads, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.